Daf Pei. So we were, the Gemara is continuing the discussion of the question of Chashin Lezera Av or Ein Chashin Lezera Av. And the Gemara concluded that the machlok is between Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, that they both agree that there's a suffix whether or not we're Choshishin Lezera Av or not Choshishin, that they agree on. But what they argue on is whether or not we say Seh Velo Mixas Haseh. That when there comes a certain dinim that you require a seh, Rabbanan say it's sufficient that even if the animal is partially a seh, afil mixes a seh, that qualifies for whatever halacha we are addressing. And Rabbi Eliezer says, seh velo mixes a seh does not qualify, you need a full seh shalem in order to qualify for that particular halacha. So the Repapa now comes, the Repapa is always one of the latest Amarayim, and he puts everything together to make some level of clarity here. So Amar Repapa, Repapa says, Hilkach, therefore, after concluding that the machlokus is about whether you say se vafil mixes se or not, he says that le'inin kisei adam, when it comes to kisei adam umatanos and the giving of the zera l'chaim v'keva, the one of the matnos kahuna, lo mishkachas la'ela b'tzvi haba al hatayasha, then when it comes to a father deer and a mother goat, the bein l'rabbanan bein l'rabbi Eliezer misafkelu, they both agree that there's a doubt I choshishin l'zer ha'av Olo, and we said v'kamiflagi v'sev afil mixes haseh. They are arguing about whether or not a mixes haseh qualifies for that particular halacha. So what does this all mean? So take a look at Rashi. Rashi says four wide lines down, lo mishkachas at the end of the line, la ela b'tzvi haba al tiyasha. Again, the cases where the father is a deer, the father is a chaya, and the mother is a goat, there's a behema. V'hadikatani ein shochtin rabbanan. That mission in Maseches Beita that taught us that we don't shecht on Yantif because we're not sure whether we should do Kisei Dam or not, that's the Rabbanim. When we shum shema choshishin, because we're choshish, perhaps we go based on the father, and in this case the father is a deer. And a deer, tzvi achaya, is chayiv in Kisei Dam, but the mother is a behema, which is a tayasha, which is not chayiv, it's only behema, there's no Kisei Dam. So if you go based on the mother entirely, there's a patur Kisei Dam. If you're choshish for the father's side, that he's a chaya, so maybe you should taka do the you should do kisei dam. So since it's a chashash v'chay b'kisei de islay tzvi, but if you mix that tzvi, since there's a partial chaya in this case here, that might be sufficient. Or the rabbaner also mistapik shema ein choshishin. Maybe we're not concerned with the father at all, and this animal is viewed as just whatever the mother is, which is a tayasha, which is a full bona fide behema, and it's patim not kisei. Because the afil mixes as tzvi leka. If you ignore the father, there's not even a mixes aset to mixes tzvi to even speak of. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he doesn't learn the mission at all. Him, it's pashit that we're not concerned with mixes aset. You're allowed to do shchita of such an animal on yantiv, and there is no chiv kisei adam. Because since it's partially a behema, we could ignore the fact that it might also be partially a chaya. But since Rabbanan say even a mixes aset will be mechayiv something, only in his world is there going to be a suffix of kisei adam, and the same holds true when it comes to the matanos, when it comes to zera l'chaim v'keva, that's only true if you hold the rabbanon that mixes aseh is a chashash. But Rabbi Eliezer ignore that, in which case we could ignore the fact of this mixes aseh. Fine. Back into the Gemara, there's a lot of cheshbonos today. Then the Gemara says, now legabe le'inan osu es beno, so that question of shechting the mother and a child in the same day, mishkachas lo, you find it bein b'tayish haba al tzviya, whether the father is a goat and the mother is a deer, or the opposite, bein b'tzviya haba al tayasha, or the goat is the father's a goat, rather the father's a deer and the mother's a goat. How? B'tayish haba al tzviya, if it's a case where the goat is the father's a goat and the mother's a deer, so we have to remember that osas b'no only applies to a behema, doesn't apply to a chaya. So in this case, the father is a behema and the mother is a chaya. So you go based on the mother that's a chaya, there's nothing to talk about. But here, the father is a behema, so do we take into consideration the father that's a behema, the gabi osu es beno? So ulu isura, with regards to an isur, not malchus, but the gabi isura, the rabban, according to the chachamim, sari, dilma choshin lezera av, we are choshish for the father's side. In this case, since the father is a behema, we should consider it as a relevant factor because they hold se, vafil mixes aseh. The rabbanon acknowledge even a partial behema, a partial se, will be something significant. And therefore, aminan aser. So if such an animal, in the case of the mother being a chaya, and the father being a behema, there's a chashash that child might be a behema as well, and there's an issue of oso es bino. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, he holds, Nihi nami dechoshin lezar av. Granted, I am choshish for the father's genes. In this case, the father's genes is a behema. That's fine. I'm okay with that. However, but I also accept the mother's genes. That's a vadai. So at best, this child could only be a partial behema. And said, afil mixes aseh lo arminim. Rabbi Eliezer says, I ignore. Whenever there's a partial seh, I ignore it. Yeah, you could take into consideration the genes of the father, but you need 100% of this animal to be a behema for oses beno to be relevant. And this is only at best a 50% behema. And therefore, there's no oses beno according to Rabbi Eliezer. What do you mean, l'chachila?
Meaning, it's not that the Eved that is the Dirit or the... Meaning,
according to Rabbi Eliezer.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. According to him, there's nothing to be choshed.
Exactly.
According to him, this is either a full chaya or a half a chaya, and that's not an issue at all of Oses Benam. Now, the opposite case, the Gemara says, B'tzvi ha'bal teyashin. Now, here the father is a deer, and the mother is a goat, so it's a behemoth. So we know the child is definitely at least at least half a behema. It may even be a full behema. So it's definitely at least 50% behema like the mother. Ula malkos, here the question becomes, does one get malkos? So Rabbanan Savre, Nihi Nami Dechoshishin Lezera Av. Granted, we're concerned with the father's genes, so maybe this child is a half chaya, half behema, but that's enough. All you need is a half behema to be chay malchus, because the Rabban holds se vafilu mixes hase amrinan umalkinin le. We give this person, this individual, shechta the animal and its child malchus, because it's a vadai at least half a behema. However, Rabbi Eliezer Savar Isura Ika, he agrees that there's an Isser involved because this child is definitely at least a 50% behema, since the mother's a behema, but malchus leka. You can't give malchus here. Because Isura Ika, why is there an Isser? Because Dilma Ein Choshishin Lezer Av, maybe we hold that we don't take into consideration the genes of the father, so this is a go based on the mother's a behema, we ignore the father, it's a chaya, so it's a full behema, and therefore it's us to shech this animal on the same day as his mother. However, Hai Sam Al Yehu, and perhaps it's a full set, and therefore there's an Isser. But Malchus, we can't give Malchus in such a person because Leka, Dilma Choshishin Lezer Av. Perhaps we do accept the genes of the father, and the father in this case is a chai, it's a tzvi, and they're, according to Rabbi Eliezer, se vafil mixes se lo arminam. Rabbi Eliezer says it's either all or nothing. You can't have a partial se. It's either a se or it's not a se. And therefore, you get it's an iser involved, but one does not receive any malchus. Okay, the Gemara now says halfway down the narrow lines here on Pei Amun Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, koi birya bifne atmahi. This animal is a independent type of animal, and v'lo hichriu b'chachamim im min behemahi im min chayi. And chacham were not able to ascertain whether koi qualifies as a behema or whether it qualifies as a chaya. Rashi points out here, not that it comes from a behema and a chaya, it's not like a hybrid of both of them. It's just an animal that they had a hard time qualifying in which category it goes into. So that's according to the first opinion. It's a birya bifne atzma, and we don't know how to categorize. Then comes along Rav Nachman Amar.
Did you argue in the previous price, did you say that you didn't believe in Oysa Vespino, Bechlau, like that whole machlokes doesn't even apply?
According to that, how that weighs in, I'm not sure if he would go that far to say it's neither one. It sounds like from the Gemara, we just don't know how to classify it, but not necessarily that it's going to be neither one. It's like a third category. It could be a machlokes. I didn't look into it. So it could be a machlokes that's a third category. It could be just they couldn't put it into a category. You have to be choshesh for both, which I think the Gemara talks about elsewhere. I don't think it's discussed right here. I don't remember. So then the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Amar Koizeh, he says it's a koiz. What is it? It's a ayol habar. It's some type of ran that lives in the forest, which is a din of a chaya. That's the understanding. It lives amongst in the forest, which makes it a wild animal. Do they have an English translation for this?
Wild ram.
Oh, excellent. Beautiful. So I got it right. So wild ram. So the Gemara says, this machlokus between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman, who are both Amoraim, is in fact the Ketanai. It's really machlokus Tanoim. Koi zeh, says the first bin El Habar, it's some type of wild ram. The Yeshomim, others say zeh ba minatayish uminatzvia. Others say it's actually a hybrid, it's a crossbreed between a goat and a mother deer. And Rabbi Yosef, which means it's somewhat of a chaya, somewhat of a behema, it's a mixture. We don't know which one it leans towards more. And Rabbi Yosef, Omer, koi biria b'fnei atzma, it's a different creature. He, v'lo hachriya b'chachamim im min chaya im min behema, and we're not sure how to categorize it. So that's Rabbi Yosef's opinion, is what Rabbi Yehuda was saying above. And then the Gemara quotes another opinion, which is the opinion of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, min behema, it's actually a min behema, certainly a domesticated animal. And Vishal base Dushoi, Hai Megadlin Mehena, Adarm Adarm. Apparently, this family would raise Koyim, raise these types of animals. It's actually interesting that the Shulchan Aruch might have a discussion about a buffalo. The Shulchan Aruch says when it comes to a buffalo, he paskins that you don't do Kisei Adam on a buffalo. Is a buffalo a wild animal, not a wild animal? It's somewhat of like, I don't know, similar to a cow, but it moves faster. They run around in herds. So I don't know. So the Shulchan Aruch paskin, there is no Kisei Adam when it comes to a buffalo because he paskin was a behemoth. Behemoths don't have doesn't have Kisei Adam. There are Ma paskin that we're not sure how to categorize a buffalo, and therefore you should do Kisei Adam without a bracha. The Gras says because the understanding is that the buffalo is a koi. That's how they're brought in their stands. This koi that we're talking about is a buffalo, and we're not sure what to do with it. There is a, you could buy a buffalo and bison. It's kosher. It's kosher meat. But there's a question, I guess, apparently, whether you one would do Kisei Adam or not. So one would either, what you should do is, yeah, well, not us, but Shochet, either does Kisei Adam without a bracha, or he should shechet an oaf, or maybe a deer that is chayiv, say the bracha on that animal and have in mind for covering the blood of the buffalo as well. That's interesting. Again, the Grah thinks that apparently the koi is the buffalo. So Gemara now says last three narrow lines of the Amun here. Amar Rav Yizera, Amar Rav Safar, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Hanei Ezi de Baala, these goats that are found in Azei Levanon, in this area, some type of forest, the Gemara says, Kashrus Lagave Mizbeach, they're kosher for the Mizbeach. Now, the Lagave Mizbeach, we know that only behemos were accepted as animals, not chayos, wild animals that were not any of the karbanos. So the fact that he permits it to be on the Mizbeach, which means that these goats in the forest are behemos, which have many nafkamina. One of them is that you can't eat its chaylev, the chaylev is asr, and it also means that the kisei adam, there is no kisei adam behemos. These are there are a few nafkamina between a behemah and a chaya. One is whether the chaylev is mutter, one is whether it's a chiv kisei adam, one is whether it's kasher for the karban. So we paskin apparently that these goats in the forest are have a din of a behema and are acceptable on the mizbeach. So the Gemara explains, Savar la ki had amar Rabbi Yitzchak eser behemos mana akasav v'sulo. The pasuk lists 10 animals. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Re'eh, I believe it is, it says ayel utzvi v'yachmor, which are three animals, which are all, everyone agrees, are some level type of behemos. And then a list of Ako, Vedishim, Vesao, Vazamar, these are, those are listed as, those are considered chayos. So, their total, and the Pasuk lists a total of 10 of them, and no more than that. Vahani, Medilo, Kechashvelu, since these goats were not listed in the Pasuk, Behadi chayos, amongst the wild animals, Shmamina, the Ezenu, must be under the category of an ace. And of an A's, and aside, the ones I listed were aside, those were all chayos. When the Pasuk lists 7 chayos, and it lists 3 behemoths before this, so the behemoths listed, and one of them is an A's, I believe. I'm trying to find the Pasuk, it's not here on the side, though. Maybe the quote here in the Masifta. Here we go, yeah. It says in the Pasuk, Zosa behema asher tochelu, these behemas you eat, shor, sech ksavim, beset izim. So those are three behemas you could eat. An ox of some sort, some type of sheep, and some type of goat. And then the Pasuk lists 7 types of chayos, which was again, ayol, tzvi, v'yachmor, v'akov, v'disho, nisao, v'zamar. So since it doesn't list these azei debala separately, it must be under the category of those listed in the Pasuk. So it must be under the category when it says in the Pasuk that Se'izim includes even the wild goats. And since the Se'izim is certainly behema, the Azei Debala are also behemos, and therefore kasher for the carbon. So the Gemara says, Maskevla Rev Acha Bar Yaakov, Ve'ema, why don't you say the Pasuk says Ayol Tzvi as a prat, these are singled out to animals, and the Pasuk also says, the next Pasuk says, Ko Behema, so that's a klal. So shouldn't you say klalu prat, prato klal rather, nasa klal mosval prat? Whenever the pasuk lists a few examples, and then it says, you know what, not only these, but kol behema, that's more expansive. So don't say it's limited to only those 10 animals listed. There are many more animals that are not listed in the Torah. So why don't you include A's, not as a A's, a bala, as one of the A'sim listed in the Torah. It's a separate type of animal. So the Gemara says, Ikatuva, so again, a mosva prat, ikatuva, there are many more that are included in kosher animals. And the Gemara says, Im Kain, if you're telling me that the kol behema is coming to include more animals, so honey prati lamali, so why did it single out those 10 in the pasuk? It must be only those 10, nothing more. So we have these 10 animals, and if you want the animal to be kosher, it has to fit into one of these 10 animals. So maskevla, rev achab, redi, rev ika, so fine. So now we have 10 animals. Those are the only 10 families that an animal that already exists could fit into. So Dilma Mina Da'akoninu. Maybe this Azid Bala, this wild goat, doesn't fit under the Se'izim, the Pasuk. Maybe it should fit under the Pasuk, the animal of the Akko. I don't know what Akko is. Do they give a definition? Akko? An Akko. So maybe it's a wild animal that's called an Akko. Maybe it's in that family of animals. And Amrlei Rav Acha Berei D'Rava L'Ravashi, Amrlei Rav Acha Berei D'Rava Avia L'Ravashi, Dilma Mine Deso, or Mine Dezomer Ninu. Maybe it falls under one of the other wild animals. Who says that the wild goat is necessarily like the behemoth goat, like the domesticated goat? Maybe it's one of the seven wild chayos that are mentioned. We don't know how to categorize this. So Amr Lahu Rav Na, Rav Chanan Rav Ashi, Amemar Shari Tarvayos. In the end of the day, he passing you allowed to eat it. What it means to eat it, you could eat it, and you could even eat the right, Rashi says here that Sarah Shari Tarvayu Lachila, three lines up, you could eat the fat even, the Savrlei Chiyus Ninu. Tarvayu is Lashon of like a Rav, like a Chel of the fat. So since he allowed you to eat even the fat of these wild goats, must be Paskin, it was a Chaya, because you could eat the Chel of a Chaya. So Gemara asks now, Bai Mine Abba Brei, Derev Miniam and Barchia, Merv Hunab and Barchia, Honey Ode de Bala Mal, Lugab Mizbech. So he asks this very question that we were just discussing. Can you use these wild goats on the Mizbech? Is it a behema and kosher, or is it a chaya and puzzle? So Amr Lei, so he explains, Ad Kanlo Pligi Rabbi Yosi Rabbanan El Bashur Habar, that the only machlok is the guy with this type of ox, this wild ox of some sort. The Tzan, the Misha tells us in Maseches Kalayim Shuhabar Mina Behema, who this type of ox is a type of behema, which means it's kosher for the Mizbech. But Rabbi Yosi Omer Minchaya, he argues and says it's a wild animal, you can't use it. So the Rabbanan Savri Midimar Tagimin on Turbala Mina de Behemo. From the fact that the Pasuk, the Targum, explains that this shore is Turbala Mina is a type of Behemahu. And so the way Targum defines it, it's a din of an ox, a regular ox, in which case it would be a behema. But according to the Rabbi Yossi, who thinks it's a chaya, savar, midaka chashir, from the fact that this animal is listed, behadi chayus, midachayu. We don't care how the Targum explains it, but since it's listed amongst the other chayus in the Pasuk, therefore it's got to be chayus because you look at based on the context. Fine. So the Gemara says now, Aval honey divrei kol mine de eznu. When it comes to the wild goats, however, the aze halavanon, that everybody agrees is a din of an eze, and therefore it's considered a behema. So maskev lo rav acha brei devika v'dilma mina da'akoninu. Why do you have to say these wild goats are necessarily under the same category as domesticated goats? Maybe there's some type of akko. And amrle ravina ravashi v'dilma mina deso or mina dezemrininu. Maybe it's another type of wild animal listed in the Torah. We don't know what a wild goat is listed as, what's categorized as. And the Gemara concludes again, amrle ravachanan ravashi amei marshari tebayu. He permitted eating the fat, the chaylev of the wild goat, which would indicate it's considered a chaya and not a behema. Okay. Right now tells us last four lines, Ketzet HaShochet, we're talking about the Mishnah, the various cases of Oses Beno, Shechtin Kachim, inside, outside, Chulin inside, Chulin outside, all these different cases. And the Gemara says that Amar Rabbi Yoshayel, Kula Masnisin Delo Ku Rabbi Shimon. Our entire Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. Who's Rabbi Shimon? So Rashi explains, we'll see this in just a second, but Rashi does say that Rabbi Shimon is the opinion who holds that Shechita She'ena Ru'uya Lo Shma Shechita. This is the last line in Rashi. V'lo Mechayv Ola Mishim Oso Esbeno. In order to be Chayv Oso Esbeno, you have to do a Maisa Shechita. According to Rabbi Shimon, if the Shechita is not considered a good Shechita, so then it's not a Shechita at all, and you will not violate the Isser Oso Esbeno. So how does that work out? So Gemara goes into great detail how each grouping in the Mishnah does not work well with Rabbi Shimon. So let's go one by one. Mimai, how do we know Rabbi Shimon authored the Mishnah? Midakatani, since the Mishnah taught us, Kachim b'chutz, if a person shechs two kachim outside, harishon is chayv karis, because he's shechting shchutei chutz is chayv karis, v'shneyem psulim, and both animals, the kachim are pasul. And also shneyem sofkin es harbam, and both are going to receive lashes. So that's exactly. Michli, let's understand this. Shema'in and Lue, the Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Shechita, Shena Ruyel, or Shema Shechita, if it's not a good Shechita, so it's not a Maisa Shechita, and there shouldn't be an Isser. So Kama, the first one, says the Gemara, Mikdal Katle, you just killed it. Meaning, says Rashi in the top here, Kame Mikdal Katle, the Shechitas, Kachim Bechutz, Shechita, Shena Ruyel. It's an inappropriate shechita outside, and therefore, nihidila inin shchutei chutz l'schayv karis, granted your chayv karis for doing such a maisa. have yishchita the gzeres akasavu. The Torah says we acknowledge that being a good shchita only in the world of shchutei chutz and chayv karis. All other matters of shchita, lav shchita, it's not considered a good shchita. And jump down two lines. V'chayven de lav shchita, he says Rashi, muter lishchores bana v'lo mechuses man. So you're allowed to shech the mother. Shech, it's the child. You shechted the mother at kachim b'chutz. That's not a shchita. You did something wrong. So there's nothing was acknowledged. Nothing was accepted in the world of halacha. And go ahead and shech the child, which is completely fine. So the first one was just a killing. It wasn't a shchita. And then sheni, since the second one is miskabel b'fnim, now the second one would be allowed to accept in b'fnim as well, because it's not oses b'no anymore. And therefore, when you shech the second one, chayv karis nami l'chayv. The second one shows be chayv karis. So if two people shechted it, if the same guy shechted the same one, he can't be chayv karis twice, I don't think. So if two people shechted it, so if the first guy gets karis, the second guy shows to get karis, because Rabbi Shimon holds the first shechita wasn't ruuya, and therefore it doesn't affect, impact the second animal. What?
And none of them get malchus.
Exactly. None of them gets malchus. But if they do get malchus, the Mishnah says it actually exempts them from karis. Right. At the end of malchus, it talks about. But right, lichachila, they don't get malchus, they get karis. Gemara then said.
There is no kim
levi. It's a discussion. The Gemara and Ksubas talks about this.
I think
it's that there isn't, right? I mean, Nichun talks about this. Shogging karis and Yom Kippur, they talk about this. It's malchus, Maram, Tanaim, I think. So the Gemara then says, two lines down, chulin b'fnim, so let's say you shecht chulin inside. Now we know chulin can't be shechted inside the base of Mikdash, it's a violation of chulin b'azar. So you shecht chulin b'fnim, both them, shnehem psulim, both of them are disqualified, v'asheni sofek gets arbam, and the second one, one gets lashes. So michti. Shmain and Leila Rabbi Shimon, again, the amar shchita sheinu ru'uya, lo shma shchita. Kamas, when you shech the first chulin inside, that wasn't a good shchita. Therefore, at best, it was kama mikta, kutli. Just the animal dropped dead. There wasn't a shchita. And then sheni, amai sovik gets arbam. You should be allowed to completely shech the second animal, and there shouldn't be a malchus of oso espino. So that's yet another proof that we don't hold of Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. Third case, kachim b'fnim, is you shecht kachim inside, which is completely acceptable. That's where you're supposed to shecht the kachim. Harishon kasha, the first animal is good because you shechted like it was supposed to be done in pater. Vasheni, sofek es arbam, the second one is going to result in our malchus, upasal. So Gemara says, wait a second, michti, shemein in leil, Rabbi Shimon damar, shechita shein ru'uya lo shmei shechita. So shechita kachim, nami shechita shein ru'uya hi. The shchita on a regular kachim, even when done properly, that's not called shchita for our purposes. Why? Because the kama de lo zarek dam lo mishtari basar. So long as you don't sprinkle the blood, it doesn't accept, it doesn't, you can't eat it. So what's the definition of a shchita? Not if it was done properly. Shchita is defined by, is a mutter to eat. So when you shecht the chulin animal, the result is I can eat it. When you shecht kachim, even though it was done halachically appropriate, you can't eat it yet. You need the zrik as dam, so it does not have a din of a shchita just yet. So that's also considered killing it. And therefore, the sheni guy, since there's no shchita done on the first animal, the sheni should also amai sofik es arbam apostle. Why is the second guy violating? And he also says, but no, the first one wasn't amai shchita. Now the shma mina the lo Rabbi Shimon must be that our mission is not like Rabbi Shimon, and we hold shchita sheni ruuya is shmei shchita. Gemara says pshita dehachi isa. It's obvious this whole calculation. Even though we have to think about it a little bit, it was still somewhat pashut to us. We didn't have to go through with this whole shakli v'tarya. And the Gemara says you're right. The first case were actually obvious. The last case of the kachim was not so obvious. You and I would have thought a shchitas kachim that was done correctly would be a ma'isa shchita. Why would you think not? So that's the chiddush, the Gemara says. That the hachi isa, the shchitas kachim, it's terechle. That was the chiddush we needed to learn. Because I would have thought shchitas kachim is called the shchita, ru'uyahi. Deha, because had you nachar v'zarek dam, had you just ripped the animal's neck off and sprinkled the blood, lo mishtar basar, it wouldn't permit the meat. V'chi shachet, when you shechted, however, mishtar basar and shchuta ru'uyahi. Granted, the shchita of kachim isn't the final act that permits it, but it's still a necessary act of being machshir the basar. You need to have it alongside the zrikas dam, but it's still part of the act. Maybe it should be considered shchita saruya, according to Rabbi Shimon, kamash v'lan, that kachim, even when done properly, is not called a shchita in the world of Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Gemara now says, last few narrow lines of the Amud here, Peyam and Beis, the Gemara says, lil kename mishim alav demechusar zman. Why not say, in addition to the violation of oses b'no, why not say there's also an isser of bringing an animal sooner than this? Rashi says, Lokenami, hai sheni the kachim bifnim. When you shech the kachim bifnim, so there's a violation of oses beno. Oses beno is by any animal, whether it's chulin, whether kachim. But there's another violation that's unique to kachim, that when you shech an animal before it's man, then you violate an iser. The Torah talks about a case of the Yom HaShmini V'Hala, that you have to bring an animal after 8 days. If you bring an animal before 8 days, it will be violation of Mechusar Zman. That's the classic case of an Isser Mechusar Zman when it comes to Kachim. But there's another application of Mechusar Zman, when the animal is also as Beno, that you have to wait 24 hours, there's a second Isser to also as Beno. There's also an Isser that's unique to Kachim of Mechusar Zman. Anytime an animal is not ready to be brought because of lacking Zman, that's a violation of the Isser Mechusar Zman in addition to Oses Beno. They're two different Isurim. So the Gemara wants to know, how come we only consider Oses Beno here? There should also be a violation of Mechusar Zman whenever dealing with a case of Kachim. The Gemara says, the Sani, the Braisa tells us, Minayin l'chol ha-psulim, shebashor, shebaseh, shebelo yiratza. How do I know all the psulim that are brought on any of these karbanos are not acceptable? Lo yiratza. Tamalomer, it says in the Pasuk, shor v'seh, it says shor v'seh, sarua, v'kal v'gomer, all these, the Pasuk concludes, lo yiratza. Anytime there's a psul, this is Parshas Emor, it's going to be a violation of, it's not acceptable, it's possible. So the Gemara says, Li made al hapsulin shebashor v'shebaseh shubala yiratza. So now we learn that all the various mumim that apply to an animal is not acceptable. So that we see this is basically a source. Whenever there's some type of a psul, it's going to be an isser. There's an isser involved, lo yiratza. So this is including even a mechusar zman, a kachim that's mechusar zman, should be a violation of lo yiratza, should be another lav. How come the Mishnah doesn't include that in the calculation? It only includes oses beno. So the Gemara is going to say, if you're going to tell me, kicha chashiv lave de oses beno, but lave nuchra'i lashem nachri loka chashiv, maybe our mission was only concerned with oses beno cases. You're right, there are other issues to talk about.
There's a million.
Yeah, so some other cases, but they weren't dealing with mechusar zman cases. It was very focused on oses beno, so lave nuchra'i, a foreign lav, wasn't on the radar for right now. That's why they didn't consider it. But eina chanami, there would be a lave of mechusar zman. Below, the Gemara says the Mishnah doesn't address other Isurim. V'ha-kachim b'chutz, the lav nuchroi ninu, v'kachashiv, shchut echutz, the Mishnah did acknowledge. Isn't shchut echutz a foreign Isur to Oses Beno? To Katani, the Mishnah taught us, kachim b'chutz, harishon is chayv. If you shech kachim outside, you're chayv kares. And shneim sofkin is arbarim. So we see here that the Mishnah is addressing other Isurim outside the world of Oses Beno. It does address the question of shchut echutz. The Gemara says, Bishma, I understand, Shani, this case, the second guy is going to get a lav, Mishdoses Beno. Right, the case is Kachim or Shechted outside. First guy Shechs Kachim, he's Chayv Karis, and the second guy Shechs the child, and they both get Malkos. The Gemara says, I understand why the second guy gets Malkos, because he's violating Oses Beno. The mother was Shechted first, he's now Shechting the Beno. Ella. Ella Rishon, Amai Sovig, why is the first guy getting Malkos? Amai Sovig, so the first guy's getting Malkus Gesundheit, is it not because the first guy violated Shchut Echutz? So we see that the Mishnah is addressing Malkus that comes as a result of other Yisurim, even a Lav Nuchrai, even foreign Yisurim. So the Gemara says, whenever there's a case where there's no violation of Oses Beno, so then the Mishnah says, oh, we'll include the Malkus from another Yisur. So meaning the first guy who shechted the kachim outside, there's no oses beno yet, because there was only the first animal that was shechted. So therefore, they included a different iser of shchut echutz. But the second guy, who is violating oses beno, we don't include the second iser. That's what the Gemara says. V'chol hecha de'ikalav the oses beno, when there is a violation, there is a malkos for the oses beno, lo chashiv lav nuchray. So therefore, since all these cases of oses beno, you're right, there is another iser of mechusar zman, but we never include it, because whenever the lava oses beno is there, we don't calculate other foreign iserim. Only when there is no lava oses beno would we acknowledge a different iser like that of shchut echutz. But again, there can never be a case of oses beno without there being mechusar zman. They always come hand in hand, in which case the Mishnah never addressed it. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira Amar, if Rabbi Zeira says, no, hanach l'mechusar zman, ignore l'mechusar zman, meaning the Gemara, the Mishnah does address other Yisurim, but you can't include mechusar zman, why not? Because the akasa, the pasuk itself, when it comes to mechusar zman, nitku l'aseh, it turned the lav into aseh, it's able to be fixed. My time, and what's the reason? What does that mean? Damar Kra, the Pasuk tells us in Parashas Emor, Umiyom Hashmini Vahala Yeratze, from the 8th day in on the carbon is acceptable. Umiyom Hashmini in May Kara Lo, only from 8th day, but before and not. So there's no formal Isser. The Pasuk never says Lo, don't bring such a carbon. It says only in the proactive. You should only bring it from the 8th day in on. We infer from that, Umiyom Hashmini in May Kara Lo. But we know alav abav michal aseh, alav that's inferred from an aseh is at best an aseh. I mean, there's no lav of mechusar zman when it comes to kachim. We were all wrong in the first place. So in essence, what they're arguing about here is when you infer a lav from an aseh in the Torah says do this, and we infer something not to do, that does not become a lava malchus. According to the first opinion, it seemed like it would be, and that was the whole calculation. Rabbi Zera says, no, there's no malchus when it comes to mechusar zman, because it's only a lava that's learned from asay, which means it's really an asay completely, and no malchus.
So what's the case if somebody does...